How about that tutu set?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was great.
Yeah. I hope you're going to the party on Saturday.
I will be there with bells on.
With bells on.
Yeah, I would miss those. Actually, those are my bells.
I wouldn't miss that loincloth for anything.
I wouldn't miss the Richie Hotton loincloth set for anything. The sentient, self-actualized, living loincloth from Native Instruments. It's a Native Instruments sponsored loincloth.
Yep.
Yeah.
He'll be the only self-identical man at the show. So tonight, as of now, as of midnight, you're listening to The Talking Show on K-Chung Radio. I'm Nicholas Miller, here as always with the defatigable...
Oh my God, if only you knew.
Steven Cato.
That's me. Hi, everyone. I'm Steve Cato.
So the weather's taking a turn.
Oh, it's kind of nice. I've been biking around a lot, and it's nice to not get so... balls out sweaty.
No, it's extremely nice.
It's been pretty good. It's been pretty good out there.
Have you been sleeping with the windows down?
You know, depends. Wait, what do you mean by down?
Like closed.
Yeah, it depends. Some nights it's too much.
Yeah.
But other nights it's just right.
What kind of comfort are you guys using over there?
It's a regular duvet. A light duvet.
Is it IKEA?
California duvet. I'm not sure.
Because, you know, they have that great rating system at IKEA, 1 through 8 or something.
I don't trust it.
You don't trust it?
I don't trust it.
I just imagine those Northern Europeans know how to make a comforter, a duvet.
I feel like they, in their own lives, probably do know what it takes to make a duvet. I just don't trust them as a corporate entity to make a duvet.
But in general, you seem to have a good relationship with that company.
I have like a strange social comfort relationship with IKEA.
Because it combines shopping and eating.
Yeah, and because it's like an exotic version of the Container Store, and I find the Container Store as well to be a place of incredible comfort.
You're very organized.
It's the kind of place that really floats my boat. If I'm feeling anxious or upset, I can take a trip to the Container Store, or better yet, to IKEA, and really calm down.
Do you eat at the cafeteria?
I always eat at the cafeteria at IKEA. I actually will eat at the cafeteria when I'm just in the neighborhood of Burbank, without any goals of actually attending the rest of the IKEA.
But you're forced to, right?
I'm pretty good at it right now. I can get to the restaurant and out. With minimal contact with the rest of the...
But physically, as a customer, as opposed to employee, can you get directly to the cafeteria without going through some merchandise?
You can pass maybe 10 meters of merchandise.
What are those 10 meters? I'm sure it's calculated, right?
No, it's like the children's stuff.
Oh, okay.
The kids' stuff's right before the gateway to the restaurant.
Oh, but there's the last foyer before the cafeteria is the sales stuff, right?
There's the IKEA robe. Family and the kids stuff.
Okay.
The IKEA Family Pavilion, which is their loyalty program.
I see.
And so you get a bargain on, their shitty luggage.
Right, or their
bathrobes.
Evening robes, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and all that stuff is just the worst. Like, the IKEA luggage specifically, I would imagine they could do better.
Yeah, it's almost like a church, isn't it?
That's not a bad way of... thinking. Sure. It's as much of a church as someone like me can really handle.
Yeah. Well, that segues quite nicely.
Oh, does it?
Into the introduction of our guest tonight, who has ridden how many buses from Tarzana?
4, I believe. I believe it takes a ride on the dedicated busway, the Orange Line, a ride to the dedicated busway, a ride on the dedicated busway, and then ultimately, the Highland bus through the hills to Sunset, then the Sunset bus to here. Then you walk up from Cesar Chavez to K-Chung.
That must have been quite a trek for our guest tonight, especially considering that he brought 7 women with him.
7 women.
7 women.
Yeah.
How much do you think that costs?
Well, it's 8 interesting. Now that there's a transfer system on your tap card on Metro, It may have cost as little as $1.75 per person.
Oh, wow.
So $1.75 times eight people?
Eight people.
Do you have that number offhand, Nicholas?
$10. No.
Really?
$12.
You were a physicist.
Yeah. I skipped the mental math seminar.
What? $1.75.
It's definitely going to be a multiple of five, I can tell you that.
$14.
Much. What did I say? 12, yeah. Oh,
that's a $14 trip.
That's not so bad.
You know, it's only... if you consider what eight people is too big for the majority of vans.
Yeah, that'd be a two-car trip.
Certainly a heck of an Uber.
Yeah, and if it's surging, like it usually is on Wednesday nights.
Wednesday at midnight is the most expensive time for Ubering to Chinatown based on the immense popularity of the talking show and size of our studio audience.
Honestly, I think it's really people leaving the Two True Show.
You may have a point.
I mean, both audiences are enormous, but they have their audience is a bit more vigorous.
I mean, I think, yeah, there's definitely something to that. It's a dance music show.
Yeah. Also a very hypnotic show, which segues into the introduction of our guest tonight.
Yes.
So tonight we have the inimitable James A. Takesh, who for some time has run the Church of Psychonetics and also the record label Psychonetics out of Tarzana, California. And tonight he's going to teach us a little bit about hypnosis. So Steve is going to take some precautions here.
That's right. That's right. I think in our role as journalists to take to let a hypnotist on the show, and this is something that we've talked about for a while, and we've resisted more or less. We haven't had any hypnosis qua hypnosis, really.
No, some bits of talking have been hypnotic.
And Dr. Millie was maybe doing some kind, more like a guided meditation than a hypnosis thing, though.
Right.
So we've resisted hypnosis partially because it's a power to be feared.
And right.
Sorry.
We're not trying to explore forms of power within the voice.
Not that way, at least. And as journalists, as people bringing this talking to you, if both of us were to be influenced by the talking today, it would be, there'd be no yardstick to compare it to.
No.
If we all become changed by the talking.
Right. So what we're going to do then is Steve is going to fill his ears with beeswax, right?
Yes, and tie my arms down.
Right. He'll be tied to the excellent Kaechung director's swivel chair.
Yeah.
And his ears will be filled with earwax, so he will be unable to hear Mr. Takesh's performance.
Initially, I'm going to have Gunter untie me and remove the earwax once the initial hypnotic suggestion has been delivered.
Well, actually, we Gunter and I have discussed this a little bit. So he has a technique with a very fine needle. He's able to stick the needle just barely through the earwax without piercing the eardrum to allow enough sound for you to be able to perceive the content of the voice, but not the hypnotic qualities of the voice.
Okay. So I'm going to just get into that position right now.
Okay. Steve's ready himself.
All right.
Okay, everyone. James A. Takesh.
You are about to enjoy a most gratifying experience. One in which your entire being is flooded with deep relaxation. Every part of your mind and body becomes permeated, saturated with the most satisfying sensation of utter calm and well-being. Recline, stretch out, make yourself as comfortable as possible. Clasp your hands comfortably together and place them naturally in your lap. Close your eyes. Breathe slowly and deeply and relax. Allow yourself to relax as deeply as possible, letting go more completely with each slow, deep, satisfying breath that you exhale. As you relax deeper, permit your mind to wander to your clasped hands, resting quietly in your lap. Remain still without moving a muscle. Let your mind feel each finger on both your hands. Begin with your right thumb. Feel that thumb in its entirety and become aware of the sensations of warmth, of moisture surrounding the area of the skin on that thumb. Feel it where it touches the skin on the finger of the other hand. Feel the warmth. Feel the moisture as you relax deeper and deeper. By contrast now, let your mind wander over the exposed areas of that thumb. The skin is cool. Cool. So cool in those places where it is touched by the air. Feel the coolness in distinct contrast to the warmth, the moisture of the areas where the thumb touches the skin of the other hand. The exposed skin is so much cooler as you relax even deeper. As this contrast becomes very real to your mind, proceed to the other fingers of both your hands. Scrutinize them in any order you choose and become aware. Feel the warmth of each finger as it touches the skin on the opposite hand. And feel the coolness of the skin of each finger, which is exposed to the air. And as you do, the sensation of deep relaxation becomes a physical experience, growing more profound, more satisfying with each gentle, deep breath that you take. A soothing sensation of comfortable quiet develops irresistibly, penetrating every cell, every tissue, every muscle and nerve in your body. Content yourself now by allowing your mind to scrutinize your hands further. And as your mind grows more and more aware of the sensations emanating from your hands, the rest of your body sinks into deeper and deeper quiet. Deeper and deeper quiet. 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 At this moment, every thought, every idea, every sound, noise, voice, or movement, every feeling that you're aware of, together with every nerve and muscle, all seem to blend together, uniting from within and without into a single purpose, to urge you to relax even deeper. Sounds and noises dissolve into a sleepy murmur as your conscious mind yields up its authority, and you drift, drift. Drift, dreamy and drowsy, into the most peaceful state of utter contentment and well-being. As I continue to speak, and with each word that I say, feel yourself slipping deeper and deeper into languid, soothing sleep. In this state of rest, a deep inner sense of calm and relief, a warm and still hush, pervades your mind and body, developing more profoundly as you drift, drift, drift into a mental and physical atmosphere saturated with peace, pleasure, contentment, and well-being. From this period of deep relaxation, you derive so much satisfaction and enjoyment that this feeling endures, lasting unbroken long after this relaxation session is over, becoming more pronounced, more abiding, more pleasurable each time you listen to this recording. Like the sounds of a gently rolling surf, lulling you, urging you, soothing you into an even more penetrating sense of physical and mental well-being each and every time. We all have heartwarming and glowing memories accumulated from our near and distant past experience. These memories still remain with us, filling like a reservoir in our minds, filled with pleasure and satisfaction derived from those experiences. These collective memories and their associated feelings are stored together in a deep well to become a source of quiet, continuing pleasure. I hereby call upon your subconscious mind to tap deeply into this well of abiding satisfaction and to deliver to you each time you clasp your hands together an ever-increasing amount of this sensation of gratifying contentment, a sensation so strong and so fulfilling that it far exceeds any other source of enjoyment that you have ever experienced. Clasping your hands together now has a new and a delightful significance for you. It is a signal to your subconscious mind to deliver to you a great intensity of profound and overwhelming pleasantness as a source of quiet contentment. In answer to your fondest expectations of peace, tranquility, relief, and stability. From this moment on, it is not necessary for you to follow the sound of my voice, for every idea, thought, and suggestion I impart to you now penetrates deeply and indelibly into your subconscious mind, which welcomes all these affirmations with eagerness and anticipation. As master of your body, your silent but ever obedient subconscious servant transmits these instructions throughout every fiber and cell of your physical being, so as to bring about within you the changes you so sincerely desire. So continue to allow your mind to dwell on your hands, to explore, investigate, and scrutinize them, resting there so comfortably in your lap. You can feel the glowing warmth radiating inward from your hands, the sensation of warmth where skin touches skin, where palms and the underside of your hands touch your clothing. You can feel also a quiet shell of coolness surrounding the outside area of your hands, exposed to the air. And it seems to grow even cooler, cooler. The outside of your hands are cool, the undersides are warm and moist. Imagine yourself as having a warm sun, tiny yet glowing, hidden there in your palms. And that glowing warmth radiates quietly inward, illuminating all the tiny dark corners deep within your being, filling every tissue, every fiber, and every cell with soothing warmth and quiet, casting out tension and fatigue as this inward sunlight infiltrates through your very pores, diffusing a sense of lasting peace and pleasure. A blend which permeates every last ounce of your being. Let your mind dwell upon this word picture and feel that warmth, feel that contentment, feel that sensation of deep quiet as it floods your arms and your legs, your entire physical being. And your body seems to fade, fade, fade from your awareness. You are now so comfortable, so contented, so enjoyably relaxed that nothing, absolutely nothing unimportant can disturb your state of rest. Should you also, for any reason, consciously or subconsciously resist, the harder you resist, the deeper you go. Nothing from within or without can in any way disturb or interrupt the overwhelmingly deep sense of fulfillment, comfort, or enjoyment you are now experiencing. This abiding quiet reinforces your steadfastness of purpose, your emotional balance, your ability to remain relaxed, and your calm firmness of character from this day forward. Each and every time you clasp your hands together, whether deliberately or inadvertently, each and every time that action triggers in your subconscious mind every word and every thought and every idea I have presented to you here. Consciously, you may remember nothing, for it is the subconscious we are impressing here and now. Touch your hands together, and deep relaxation must follow. Should you wish to hypnotize yourself deliberately and for a purpose, all you need do is clasp your hands together and think, relax. And you go quickly and soundly and deeply hypnotically asleep. Awake and alert, touching your hands together brings out this deep, glowing sensation of well-being and contentment. Instantly, all the tension is drained from your being. Awake, you remain supple, you remain standing, you remain moving about and active. And all the while, you are at the same time deeply relaxed. To hypnotize yourself, all you need do is touch one hand to the other and think, relax. And you sleep quickly and soundly and deeply, thus utilizing a habit you already possess, and you have gained entrance into your subconscious mind. We have created a signal for your subconscious to follow, to obey, to which it does respond. To further reinforce this whole idea, I direct your subconscious mind here and now to send a warm, deep, and soothing wave of relaxation throughout your entire being, each and every time you swallow. Swallowing an involuntary body function which you do day in and day out without thinking sends this warm wave, down, 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 throughout your entire being. Swallowing reinforces the program associated with clasping your hands together. Your subconscious mind now attaches new significance to two habits you already have. Swallowing keeps you relaxed. Swallowing triggers the program associated with clasping your hands together. Clasping your hands together reinforces the program for deep relaxation. You now have two automatic processes working in your behalf, one stimulating the other. The result is an impenetrable wall of deep, soothing quiet, a wall of contentment and well-being, an impregnable wall which nothing can penetrate to disturb your emotional stability, peace of mind, or well-being. Relaxation is the easiest thing you do. Relaxation is the easiest thing you do. And everything that you desire in life emanates from relaxation. It is the easiest thing you do. It is the easiest thing you do. Relaxation is the source of all that you claim for yourself. You swallow, you clasp your hands together. As you do, the results grow more positive, last longer, and the impressions made go deeper and deeper into your subconscious mind. Upon awakening, every expression, every thought, every activity you engage in is impregnated by your emotional serenity, your strength of purpose, and your calm determination to achieve your goal. Deep, utter calm, peace, and contentment are yours now as you move toward that goal, whatever that goal may be. With each sound night's sleep that you're enjoying from this time forward, your sense of satisfaction increases steadily and irreversibly. Nothing can change that now. And as you sleep, your hands seek each other out, clasping or touching in order to reinforce all that I've told you. Your habit of swallowing guarantees this. Now feeling absolutely wonderful, well rested, refreshed, and invigorated, as always, with all that I've told you firmly, deeply, and indelibly implanted in your subconscious mind, and you fully prepared to respond to them, physically and mentally, in all ways, then feeling better than you've ever felt before, utterly calm, composed, yet strong and vigorous. Take your time. Take all the time you need. Slowly, slowly, awaken.
How do you feel, Nicholas?
I don't think I've ever been this relaxed before.
Really?
I can feel my circulatory system coming back to speed.
Like your heart just sort of stepping up.
Yeah, but very slowly.
Huh.
Little tiny steps.
Huh.
It's causing my parasympathetic nervous system to kick in, which gives me anxiety.
Oh, it's coming back?
Yeah, but also very slowly.
Interesting.
It makes me wonder if my natural state is anxious, if my steady state is an anxious one.
I mean, you'd never guess from our relaxed tones of voice, but I think both Nicholas and I do tend to the nervous. From my anti-hypnotic rigged up state, you know, I couldn't help but notice actually how similar this hypnotic voyage was to some work I've made without any reference to this specific hypnotic script. Even the touching of the hands I used in a performance at the Art Gallery of Ontario with Kevin Rogers, who was a previous guest on the show, about the hand palpating the hand, and which was a rip from Merleau-Ponty when we did it. And also just the chair situation and the breathing situation and all that use. I did that in a performance that happened both at Double Double and in Vancouver. So
I wish I would have heard those performances.
They were pretty fun, but yeah.
You know, now that I'm entering or re-entering my normal state and my parasympathetic nervous system is flushing my body with anxiety again. I'm remembering that we forgot to warn our listeners to pull over
if they
were driving.
Oh dear.
I wonder if anybody got in any accidents.
I hope no one's hurt themselves with the talking show this week.
But you know, they say that drunk drivers often don't die in the car crashes because their bodies are loose.
Oh, yeah.
And limber, so that they kind of...
Right.
What is that style of dancing where you just kind of smash off of each other really elegantly?
Mosh pits?
I think it's a serious form of dance where you kind of roll off of each other's bodies.
Like contact improvisation or something?
Yeah, so the drunk driver does that out of the car as it's crashing into another car. So maybe our listeners were in a good enough state that nothing bad could have happened to them.
I can only dream such is the case. Did you notice, can you in your post-hypnotic state recognize any of the hypnotic triggers that were narrated to you?
I think that's the point of being hypnotized, right? Is that you don't recognize them.
From my scientifically separate position, I couldn't help but notice that the triggers were all unbelievably common experiences. Things like your hands touching your hands or swallowing.
Right.
And that's crazy. You swallow a jillion times a day.
Well, I feel like that's always the conceit of hypnosis, is that you're supposed to focus on these extremely quotidian things as a way of removing the rest of the world from your perception.
Have you seen The Ipcress File?
No, I haven't.
Do you know about this movie?
No, I don't.
It's a British espionage thriller made in the 60s and starring the then young Michael Caine, who plays a... And what's interesting about it is that all the spies spend most of their time filling out forms. It's like a very unromanticized image of what it would be like to be in the Secret Service. There's a little bit of suspenseful gunplay, but mostly they're trying to figure out a complicated problem in a caste system and bureaucratic system that, you know, contained within a caste system that is the hierarchy of MI6 or MI5 or whichever one he's in. And he's hypnotized, and the trigger word prevent, you know, it's the same conceit as sort of in RoboCop or whatever, right? Where the one thing he needs to do is a thing he can't do.
Yeah. When I think of hypnosis in film, I think of the movie Office Space, where the main character goes to therapy with his wife and gets hypnotized, and he hates his job, he hates his life.
Right.
And the hypnotist dies during the middle of the session, after he's instructed our main character to be as relaxed as possible. So then he just goes about the rest of his life
extremely relaxed. Yeah.
And I remember he goes fishing and he brings the fish to work and is gutting it at his cubicle desk. That's my hypnosis reference.
Yeah. Yeah. Funny how I go immediately to the, I guess that's why I sat this one out. You know, he did say some amazing things as well. Like, do you remember him talking about the memory?
No,
can
I
you
do not.
Remember the discussion about memory?
It's just a blank slate, Steve.
It was incredible. He talked about it like a reservoir in our minds, filling it with pleasure and satisfaction that were derived from our past experiences. And in essence, he was describing, you know, throwing your happy memories in a well. It was an extremely complex metaphor.
What happens to the memories once they're in the well?
The well is just full of happiness.
Oh. Hmm.
And the presumption is we've all got a lot to feel good about.
We could all fill a well.
Yeah, with our happy memories. Maybe even just from tonight's extremely enjoyable episode of The Talking Show.
And for those who enjoyed tonight's show, James has forewarned us.
Yes.
Actually, one of his assistants told us during the performance that there's another component.
Chloe, sorry, the assistant's name is Chloe.
Chloe. Chloe has informed us during the performance that there is another component to this hypnosis, one that is not just bent on total relaxation, but that has a slightly more practical purpose. Not to say that relaxing is not practical, but that hypnosis can also be used to affect immediate change in one's life and maybe even to eradicate some habits that people have in their life that they'd like to get rid of. So if you're interested and if you're deeply relaxed, we encourage you to go online and download the show because it's extremely important that you listen to it at least, what did Chloe say, 21 times?
So several times a day.
I think 21 times until the next episode, so 1 week.
So breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Right. And for the full effect of part two, this is absolutely necessary.
And so all of us, Nicholas, James, Chloe, Wanda, Elaine, Barbara,
Yvonne. Sarah, right?
Sarah and...
There's one more.
Jeez.
No. Nancy.
Nancy are all going to be here next week.
Mm-hmm.
Right after Two True. For another very similar episode of The Talking Show.
On K. Chung Radio.
Los Angeles's really good micro broadcasting radio station.
Right. This is The Talking Show, signing off once again.
Good night, Chinatown.
Sleep tight.